cliffcentral.com. 360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.
It is 360biz.com. My name is Debo Mafodi. Welcome to another exciting installment of 360 Biz right here on Cliff Central. It is indeed a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. The weather, I must say, it's definitely been kind to us, unlike the weather in Cape Town that I think I heard on the news, even from yesterday, that there's quite a number of storms that are taking place. I'm hoping that our listeners, they're actually practically staying safe all the way out there. You know, with this weather, you may never know. It's always confusing when it comes to the weather, because some of us, one time we need the rain, you know, and especially being farmers, people are harvesting and all of that. And others, you find certain businesses that are closing down because of the rain and because of the storm. Definitely that is taking place out there. I guess every business has got definitely its own need. I know definitely my business operates whether it's raining or not, and less obviously on the construction sites. There's a couple of projects that I guess affected definitely by the rain, but anyway, it is the nature of business. More than anything, I mean, that we're looking for. The most interesting thing happened when I walked into studio today. I found we've got this table when you walk in. So people are just sitting there with meals, eating. And interesting enough, we're actually talking food today when we actually speak about that. And when I found them indulging, I actually thought, oh, they're actually already eating the food that our guest is supposed to be bringing today. But our guest seems to be coming empty-handed today. Definitely, we're talking the food industry. I'm sitting with a legend, a man that I respect. We actually, all of us in the biking fraternity. But you know, we just actually meet on the roads and within day jobs, you know, and our weekend. I'm not going to say what we do on those weekends, but we never really get to speak as to what is it that one does. And to my surprise, I got to find out that this particular gentleman is actually into food. So now it's something that's definitely exciting for me. You know that I love my food, right? I am a cook anyway. So definitely food is something that is very close to my heart. So, but now the particular different thing about this man, having grown up in the township, we grew up eating ricotta, you know, so it's one of definitely my favorite food. I know that yesterday I happen to have gone past Wadville Benoni, and I was definitely craving my gota, and I had to definitely grab one. So this different thing about this particular gentleman, he's got a designer gota. You know, I remember back in the days, the likes of Mzege Zege, they would sing about gota ko Fontana, ko Davidton. Everyone knows, but Isa is from Davidton. By the way, it's definitely a township that specializes karikota. So it's a meal that even when we're at school, you'd be able to buy during lunchtime and everything. So now, I mean, this gentleman does a designer cut on part of his menu. So I had really hoped to see this designer cut. You know, sometimes pictures can lie. You know, for some of us that are in the media, so you'd know and you'd realize that, you know what, there's what we call food photography. So with food photography, I've seen people do weird things. People take varnish. You see the varnish that you put on the wood, and you're making, you know, certain wood shine and whatever. I've seen people put that on food, or even a certain oil to give it that glossy element. So now, going into Itumeleng's website, so I saw this glossy food. I'm like, no, guys, you know, this food becomes deceiving when you see it on the pictures. You want to see it live, so that definitely you're able to definitely take advantage of it, if not even better taste the food. So, but now I guess he came empty-handed. Maybe he is going to tell us why the heck is he empty-handed, or why where was he going? Why did he come here? If he's definitely gonna be empty-handed. But at the end of the day, I'm talking about none other than a gentleman by the name of Itumeleng Mphatlanyana. Mphatlanyana sounds very Sotho, so I hope he is Sotho. Let me take this opportunity to actually welcome him in studio. Itumeleng, do you want to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what is that you do.
Yeah, thank you. As you said, the name is Itumeleng Mphatlanyana. I founded the brand Nkuku Box.
Mm-hmm.
It's a grilled chicken concept.
Okay.
It's a franchise concept, mm-hmm. and then we purely set up our stores in the township.
Mm-hmm.
Our main product is grilled chicken. Our secondary product is our designer quarters, as you said.
Okay.
Designer quarters is your traditional quarter that you find Gokasi, but it's pimped up.
Hmm.
It's pimped up.
Okay.
Some of the quarters have got gherkins in there. We've got jalapenos in there.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken breast fillet in there. You know, your cheese, your mushrooms. So it's not your daily quarter that you come across.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, no. It's actually interesting that we'll get to that, and you're not alone. You're the beautiful lady. Who is she? Is she your wife? Is she your girlfriend? Eh? Who is she? Is she the lady behind the kitchen?
No, I'm the lady behind the brand message.
Oh,
sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I am Shalom.
Mm-hmm.
I am the marketing manager of Nkuku Box.
Okay. okay, no, it's not a problem. So how long have you been with Nkuku Box?
She's been with Nkuku Box ever since we started. I mean, we launched the first store last year, August.
Okay.
Yeah, she's been there from day one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, okay. No, it's not a problem. So now, tell me, Itumeleng. I wanna go to the beginning.
Yes.
You know, I know from the beginning. And Nkuku Box is a new baby.
Yes.
You know? So I do my research. So I saw somewhere, somehow, you know, that Sparkos, you were involved.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
You know, tell us maybe before even Sparkos, why food, Joe? You know, why food? Take us back as to, you know, when did you start? How did you start? And how did you even get to food? Because I understand you didn't do food at school, right?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
I think the love of food is something that you are born with. I remember back in the day when I was in high school, my mom is one of those ladies that don't cook that well. Sorry, mom. So every time I used to get my dinner plate, I used to go back to the kitchen and try and rearrange it, you know, put some color into it. And then my first food business was back in the day. Remember the Fashion TV Cafe? Yeah, I had the one in Irene.
Okay.
That's when I got exposed to franchising and the food business.
Okay. You're going very fast.
Yes.
Okay. you were still on your mother growing.
Yes.
Yeah. Your mother was a cook.
No, not really.
You say she was not a good cook. Apologize. Yes, I know my mother is not, definitely. So I guess this is the point I say sorry, mom, too. Yeah. So now, your mother was not a good cook.
Definitely not.
So, and you, how did you become a cook?
It's just watching food channels, you know. And, you know, the following day when you go to school, we used to have butter with lunch boxes, you know, if you had a better looking lunch box than mm-hmm. mine, take one slice, I take one slice of yours.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't hang out with the cool kids because my lunch box was always peanut butter or jam and peanut butter or mm-hmm. the other way around.
Yeah.
So hence the day before, I made sure that I prep my lunch box properly
mm-hmm.
so that I can hang out with the cool kids and, you know, exchange the lunch box.
Okay.
Yeah. So every time my mom used to bring me a plate in the evenings, I used to go back to the kitchen, try and rearrange it, put some color into it, you know, pimp it up to make it look properly.
Yeah. Then from at school, what did you study?
In tertiary level, I did my BCom entrepreneurship.
Oh, okay. No, it's fine. So now you're watching food channels and you're fascinated by food. You enjoy good food, I think.
Yes, yes.
So and you just decided I'm going to go into food.
Correct.
Okay. So now you did, you now started touching base on Fashion TV.
Yes.
Okay. I remember back in the days, Fashion TV was quite popular. I don't know if you know Fashion TV.
I know that specific one.
What is it? You used to know Hori. When you go to Pretoria, Fashion TV.
Yes.
One of the things that Fashion TV used to specialize guy on, go import a banababatle dudu. You know,
hey,
it's
man.
Like Noema pass, and you just say no, get off. I mean, do you wanna take us behind maybe with that journey of your life?
Yeah, I was 27 at the time, and my business partner was 24. We were actually the first black franchisees in the world to own a fashion TV cafe. So it was a highlight of our lives. And we set up in 2008. It was great. It was marvelous. We were popular with the ladies, as you say. we were driving the latest cars, but that did not distract us from the business, running the business. You know, people would look at the restaurant storefront and they think this is easy to run. That's definitely not easy. What happens behind the scenes is more stressful, you know, and most of our clientele were a white clientele. So we had to come on board. We had to be 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So now, I mean, so how were you managing to attract the ladies, though? Because I think that was the specialty at Fashion TV.
I think they just came along because Fashion TV was always about fashion, models looking good, dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
So people love that vibe. So they just came to the store.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then from there, you moved to?
From there, I then joined a mining company.
Mm-hmm.
Funny enough, what happened when Fashion TV closed down,
mm-hmm.
within 3 months after that, one of the customers that used to frequent Fashion TV knew me from then. And mm-hmm. he called me up and says, hey, dude, I need a BE partner in my mining company. And I thought you're the right guy. I think I was lucky then. Because when Fashion TV closed down, you know, I was down and out. He didn't know what to do next. Then I got this phone call. And then I joined the mining company. I did that for about 3 to 4 years. And then we sold the mining company to a larger group.
Mm-hmm. So then you went back to food?
I went back to food, yes.
Okay. And bring us up to speed.
I then developed a brand called Spyco Shisanyama.
Mm-hmm.
At one stage, we had about 40 stores around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And then I partnered with one of the big groups in the country in the food industry to try and expand the brand.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got most of the experience in franchising as well, getting to know the tricks, the ins and outs of the industry. Mm. After Spyco's Fashion, Spyco's Shisanyama, I mean, I then developed Nguku Box.
Is it? Yeah. But I'm actually angry at you, dude. You know, I'm very angry at you because at some point I love food. I'm a foodie.
Yeah.
So at some point, when I tried to patent Spyco's, I wanted to do something around that.
Yes.
I found its patent. And when I tried to research, you sold that to Indians.
No. Definitely not.
Okay.
Definitely not. You must be speaking about a different brand.
Is it?
Because remember, you cannot register a trademark on the word Shisanyama.
Mm-hmm.
Or you cannot register a trademark on the word Spyco's. So
okay.
What we did, we registered a trademark, the words combined, Spyco's Shisanyama.
Oh,
yes. So
okay.
It might be some other guys that did the Shisanyama or just Spyco's and it own. But
yeah.
Combined, we managed to do the trademark.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because I was quite disturbed. I was thinking to myself, how is it that this is our original word from Gokasi? And, you know, then it gets sold out there. So now, Spyco's happened.
Yes.
So Spyco's happened. You launched a couple of franchises.
Yes.
So, okay, how many were you in the business?
There were three partners.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So now, in rolling out Spyco's, what are some of the challenges that you experienced?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that.
Mm.
Number one, you are a new brand.
Okay.
You are a black brand. You are known. So obviously food business is all about location, location, location.
Mm-hmm.
You go into a shopping center somewhere in the suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
The landlords will never put you next to a KFC or Nando's or one of the popular brands in the food court.
Okay.
Because you're unknown.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably ditch you somewhere around the corner where they need to fill in space. And from day one, you are bound to fail because you're not where the feet are.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Secondly, is you are not able.
Shalom, we're not ignoring you, ne?
No, I'm pretty happy here.
Oh, okay.
I'm having my.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, just look pretty. They will come to you. Yeah. Yeah.
And then, secondly, because you are a small unknown brand, you are unable to negotiate your own rental rates. It's either this, take it or leave it, and that's it.
Hmm.
And because you're a young brand, you want to grow, you're going to sign that lease agreement.
You are.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you're thinking, I'm positive I'm going to make this work.
Mm-hmm.
then what happens is 3 years time, because the rent agreements normally the rental goes up between 8% and 10% annually. 3 years down the line, your rent has gone 30% higher from the day one when you signed off.
It is.
And you've got that shitty side around the corner. You are bound to fail. Mm-hmm. Start, your business starts struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Landlords lock up your door and they still sue you for the remainder term of the lease agreement that you've signed.
Sure. So now you found yourself in trouble.
Yes.
So it's for me there is an, I'll make an example. There was a big food chain that was supposed to be sitting next to you. Ne?
Yes.
But now I thought to myself, I'm not going to get what I want to get out of this interview. Because the reality is, I'm in business. I've had my own fair share of challenges in business. Yes. And having had my own fair share of challenges, I mean, one of the things I'll tell you, even in this show, you know, we one show that brings in big names.
Yes.
Unapologetically,
yes,
so,
yes,
you know.
Yes, yes.
So, and I wanted to hear from you, and I wanted this to be a show or an interview that will be inspirational to somebody else.
Correct.
So that somebody else is able to identify, to say, you can have a brilliant idea. You can start that brilliant idea, you know, but however, you're not immune to challenges. And these are the things that you need to expect, to say, right now, the minute you start, you know, heating shop or going to retail space or doing this and that, you're bound to have the landlord knocking at your door wanting
yes,
rent.
Yes.
You're bound to have this and that. And these are the real conversations that we don't have as entrepreneurs.
Correct.
You know, and these are the real entrepreneurs that we don't understand. I'm in property, you know, and right now, one of the things that you say, there's a lot of legalities, there's a lot of bylaws, there's a lot yes. of, you know, town planning scheme and a whole lot of other things that are involved in that aspect, you know. So, and you experience that by experience.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, by actually facing them. No one prepares you before.
Correct.
You know, so now you didn't have, did you have somebody maybe to take you through the journey? When you started the business, or you just decided to go on your own?
I decided to go on my own, but luckily a couple of months later, I then joined up with this big group, you know, things became easier that way, but still, we still an unknown brand at that time.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't have the perks of that nice food court area or the perks of negotiating your own rental. But I'm glad you commented now, but there's now a twist to the story. The twist is, this is how Nkuku Box was born. I was seeking solutions to the problems I was facing at Spycos. How can I make a business model that's not reliant on landlords, that's not reliant on high rentals, a business model where someone doesn't have to dictate to me mm. where I should put up my shop
yeah.
or...
Yeah.
Or
no,
not.
No, we're coming to that one. I know you already want to get to the point of converting shipping containers.
Yes.
I'm in that business.
Yes.
Part of what I being in property now, I'm certain apartments that I convert shipping containers into yeah. residential
brilliant,
units.
Brilliant.
Yes. So and I know a company that you're using.
Yes.
You know, so I don't understand to say, okay, but we'll get to that. Let me come properly.
Yes.
So now, you did Spycos and things went bad.
Yes.
You know, did you get into debt?
Certainly, yes. I mean, all those lease agreements that we've signed,
mm-hmm.
we've signed 5-year lease agreements. The landlords are still chasing for the remainder terms. You know, if they can't find a replacement tenant immediately, they're still chasing you for the money. So definitely I am dealing with that right now.
Is it?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, I know. It's a problem, eh? So now, so I guess obviously that comes with blacklisting.
Sure.
That comes with defaults. And
you know what I always say, blacklisting, mm. and I'm actually proud to talk about it.
Mm.
Blacklisting is like... scars that I got from the battlefield. You know,
mm.
if you have a great soldier, you need to have scars.
Mm.
You need to have scars to show that I've been there. I was in the war.
Mm.
You have to show your scars. That's how I take blacklisting.
Yeah.
That's my scars from the battle.
But Dumela, I must say though, you know, is that you, you remind me a lot of me. So because you've got staying power. Because right now, do you understand as to what you've gone through? I cannot imagine the amount of letter of demands that you received. I cannot imagine the amount of sheriff training that you received, and that is enough to frustrate you, one, and that's enough to keep you down.
Definitely.
You know, so but you decided to say, you know what, I'm not gonna let this keep me down. I'll reinvent myself. You know, so can we talk about the drive? What drove you to actually want to reinvent yourself, to actually get into now saying you will start a new business?
I really think it's something that you are born with. I mean, I remember at one stage sheriffs knocking down at my house, taking everything that I own. They even took the ironing board. You know, when they take an ironing board, such a small piece of equipment, you're thinking, wow. I actually helped the guys to take the furniture out. Because for me, I knew it was coming.
On Elizabeth.
And I knew I could do it better.
Okay.
I had that thing that I will prove to them that I can still bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
But when they left and I was sitting on the floor, no couch, no TV, no nothing. You know, mm-hmm. you shed a tear and you say, but you tell yourself, it's okay, next time I'm going to do it bigger and better.
Mm-hmm.
It's an internal drive that you have. Firstly, you want to prove to your family that this can be done.
Okay.
You want to prove to society that this is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to prove to your friends as well, you know, that I'm not yet done and out. I might be done and out now, but I'll bounce back. And obviously, all those ladies, the FTV, all disappeared.
That's where the problem is at, dude. That's where the problem is at.
Yeah.
Because those ladies, the FTV, they don't stay.
Yeah, no, definitely. But it's an internal drive that I have.
Yeah. So then from the, tell me now, more on the friends. What happened to your friends on that time?
You know, friends stay away. Friends tend to not to speak to you. You call your friend, you borrow $200 they don't have, while you know exactly they do have.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they don't have that trust in you anymore. You know, this guy's done an art. There's no way he can pay me back the $200. You know? That was very painful.
Is it? So now, how important is support when you end business though?
It's very important, but unfortunately for some of our young black guys, I grew up in a family where none of my family members have been in business before.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't know what to say to me.
Okay.
You know, none of my uncles have been in business, or they don't have the money to even say, you hear my child, go try again, you know?
Yeah.
So you're always trying to seek support from friends, girlfriend, or wherever you can, your next door neighbor. But it's not the same as getting it from your family and friends. So if it's not there, you need to find that internal strength that keeps you going.
No, definitely. I mean, sitting in studio with Itumele Mpatlanyane, who's the founder of Nkuku Box. He used to be the man behind Spikos. But I want to take a few minutes, a few seconds break. Then when I come back, I want to get now into the journey of where he is right now and the new venture that he is in with the new business model. You know, they say, guys, you can't keep a good man down, eh? Yeah, that was definitely a Questa with Ingotu. These are the kind of girls that definitely you know what, I know Itumele used to have at fashion at Fashion TV. If ever you've just tuned in, you missed out on an exciting discussion that we're having with Itumele Mpatlanyana, who's from Nkuku Box. Definitely, I mean, he is an entrepreneur of note that has gone through his own challenges. He was earlier telling us about how he actually started different businesses and he actually went under to actually be in a position to definitely run his own business or his own venture that he's doing now. I did say definitely that coming back after that song break, we'll definitely get into whatever that he's doing now. I'm actually looking at the magazine that he's actually on the May June cover issue of SA Franchise Warehouse. Definitely this man, there's nothing that is stopping him. So now let's come to what you're doing now.
Yes.
You know, so now you decided to say you're gonna reinvent yourself, you're gonna run a company called Nkuku Box. You know, and it's a gassy flavor. So earlier you've told us a bit about that you specialize in chicken and you know, as a designer quota.
Yes.
So how did you start? You decided to say, now okay, you're gonna want to now start to reinvent yourself, start this business now and do something that is different now, that doesn't require you to be committed in long leases and whatsoever. Yes, what is it that you did different now?
What we did differently now is we build our stores out of shipping containers.
Okay.
Number one advantage thereof is that we don't have to rely on shopping centers being built.
Okay.
We don't have to rely on landlords to give us sites.
Mm-hmm.
We go into townships. We look for sites that are either neglected by the council or that are neglected by private owners.
Okay.
We then negotiate lease terms with those owners.
Mm-hmm.
We set up our stores right on it. We do the landscaping. We maintain it. We make it look nice.
Okay.
Big advantage number two is that if the business does not perform well in a particular spot as we thought it would, it's very easy to bring a truck, we pick it up, you go try somewhere else.
Mm.
No landlord is going to chase you for the remainder term of the lease, or, or it's going to come close down your store. So you own a physical asset that you can take around. So you never lose your investment.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in a shopping center, if you close down your shop, it's all gone and dusted.
Mm.
So it's a physical assets that you can take all over the country.
Why shipping containers though?
They're more rigid, obviously, because it's a township market. We have to look at issues of security, will they break in, you know, stuff like that. So it's quite a rigid structure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where, okay, now I see you've got a few here. I mean, going through the magazine. Where is this one located?
That's in Attridgeville.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
No, it's fine. No, must take my bike and come through and come
definitely.
Taste.
No, definitely.
This designer got Shalom. You the lady behind the brand.
Behind the message, yes.
Tell us more about this message that you.
Well, Google Box is all about embracing all of the township flavors. I mean, we are very rich in our food, our culture, our fashion, even our music.
Okay.
And our mission is to express that in our food, in the stores, and in just generally in the whole ambience you get when you add in Cuckoo Box.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So now what drives the message? So what message do you want people to take home with?
Hore, things are still happening, and it's not all bad. You know, we're trying to remind people what's great about it, guys. You're trying to say, guys, explore us, explore the better side of us.
No, definitely. No, so then maybe do you want to tell us why? Because I'm looking at this in Google Box, Jubaten, Mamelodi, you know, they are all in Pretoria. Yeah, who said we don't want Cuckoo in Joburg?
They are not just in Pretoria. Joburg is in the northwest.
Okay.
We have 3 stores in Mamelodi.
Okay.
We have Attridgeville.
Mm-hmm.
We have Soshanguve opening soon.
Mm-hmm.
We have Soweto in the pipeline.
I was almost asking, there's no Soweto here.
No. There are a lot more that we have new developments after that issue.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, the franchise is growing at a very nice rate. Mm. We're very grateful for that. So we are expanding. Like we said, we are a year old now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for a year, still taking our steps.
Yeah.
We're getting to Joburg.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, definitely. So, Itumeling, tell me, this... Okay. Who's doing the conversion for you?
We've got a contractor that does the conversions. What happens is that they do the stores offsite, and then once it's ready, we transport it to the location.
Who are they?
Africa Containers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it? I'm asking on purpose. You know, I'm asking on purpose because for me, I don't remember receiving an email to say, you know, we need a conversion or doing this and that.
Yes.
So right now, it's a question of for me. Let me ask you: do you insulate them?
Yes, we do. They come insulated.
Okay.
It's wired up, DB boards, 3-phase power.
Okay.
They come ready.
Is it? So now you've decided to do what do you call it? Franchise in Google Box.
Yes.
Have you sold any franchises?
Yes, we have. Yes,
is it?
Have.
How much is a franchise?
A franchise is a full turnkey solution for 1.3 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
A full turnkey solution. What does it mean? That's too much English.
It means on the last day you just get a key, you start trading. Now it will include all your equipment, it will include your training, your uniform, your landscaping. It also includes your initial stock.
Okay.
So when we say full turnkey, is you literally walk in there, you open the doors and you start trading.
Yes. So are you getting inquiries? So now do already for people that want franchises?
No, definitely. We there's a couple of number of shops that we're setting up right now from franchisees.
Mm. Yes. So then are banks financing this?
Yes. We recently came to an agreement with Absa Bank, Standard Bank, and Nedbank. Mm-hmm. I still yet to speak to FNB.
Okay.
Yes.
So is it? Yes. So now, it's you. So a team. You've got a team of how many people?
At head office, we've got a team of about 20.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you already have a head office, woman. Where's the head office?
We've got a head office. In Midrand. That's where I came from. Now that's why I couldn't bring you food.
Oh, okay.
So we've got our warehouse there, our central kitchen.
Mm.
All the products come directly from the farm to our central kitchen. That's where we spice, marinate, we vacuum pack, freeze, and we send to our different stores. We've got our refrigerated trucks that do the rounds twice a week to the different stores.
Yeah. So now how many are you in business?
There's two partners, yes.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Okay. So now you spoke of a farm. What do you do in the farm, though?
No, we source directly from the farm. Obviously, we want
What do you source from the farm?
The chickens.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. We want to keep the cost low, so we source directly from the farm, no middlemen whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So it comes from the farm to the abattoir. It comes fresh, unfrozen, directly to our central kitchen.
Is it? So now, I mean, food industry has become very competitive.
Yes.
You know? And right now, I mean, you've got all of these food places that are erecting or that are coming up. You know, so, I mean, there's Chicken Express. There's many others. I mean, small ones that are coming up out of the blue. So how are you setting yourself apart?
We have found our little corner to trade at.
Okay.
All these food brands that are coming right up now, they're all concentrating on going to shopping centers and big malls. We said no shopping centers. We go directly to our customers. So we only set up our stores in townships, directly within the residential areas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it? So now, Shalom, you've been with Nkuku Box since inception?
Yes.
Why Nkuku Box? You could have worked for any other company. You could have found any other. Yeah. Why Nkuku Box?
Because it's a brand I believe in. I mean, I really stand for the message it's portraying. I really stand for the purpose and the drive behind Nkuku Box. And I'm very inspired by the founder. I mean, really?
Mm.
I mean, have you heard his story? I mean, who doesn't want to hang around that?
Yeah. No,
so,
no.
Yeah.
No, definitely. I mean, it is definitely greatness. On its own, I must say. So now, what are your plans for this brand? Where do you see this brand in the next 5 years? What are you intending to do with it?
Oh, we intend going nationally.
Mm-hmm.
Because at this stage, the only provinces that we can't reach is the Western Cape, Eastern Cape, and Northern Cape.
Why can't you reach them?
Purely because of the distance. We need to invest again in a central kitchen in those areas before we are able to service them.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but in the next year, we should be ready.
Mm-hmm.
And in the next 5 years, we hope to be a national brand.
Mm-hmm.
And we also look at opportunities in the neighboring countries.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Not a problem. So now, Shalom, you know us being business people, né? We are visionaries.
Yes.
So he wants to see it nationally, you know,
yes.
and within neighboring countries, you know. So I wanna hear what's your plan? What do you wanna do with this brand? Because obviously I've seen now obviously, guys, there's cover magazines. There's, you know, there's a couple of strides that definitely are being done, you know. So from a branding element. You know, where do you see yourself taking this brand?
Okay, I think the question is how we plan on getting it there.
Yeah, even better.
Yes, how we plan on getting it there. The thing is, this brand sort of speaks for itself if you look at it. I mean, number one, the name itself, it speaks to the market we're trying to get across to. I mean, when you say Nkuku Box, there's no way no one is not going to pay attention because King Kuku, and we're all like, Nkuku.
Okay.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I think in that as well, because of the activity and the attraction behind it, and we also portray that activity, you know, we're very loud about it, the investors see it too. I mean, as a business person, when you look at the product and you look at the concept that we have, it speaks to you, and we do the best we can to continue to amplify that message. When it comes to how we're going to get it nationally, we're going to talk a lot more and do a lot more.
So yes. She mentioned something interesting. She says she spoke of investors. You know, so as in Goku Box, are you looking for investors?
At this stage, we were lucky enough to do everything out of our own pocket.
Okay.
The conversations that we've been having with the different banks and the different funding institutions are going fine so far. I think once that has geared up and the guys are wanting a franchise, you know, they can approach any funding institution. That will also help us and franchisees to expand quicker.
Because
the doors will be open.
Is it? Yeah. No, definitely.
And just to add on Shalom's answer, that what's more important again about the brand is that our customers have a sentimental connection towards the brand. You know, they love the factory. It started by this young black guy.
Yeah.
He's moving. You know, they find the connection. It's like, yeah, black excellence, you know, support black business.
Yeah.
So they've got that emotional connection to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is exactly what's helping us to expand at the rate we are, because we are doing the numbers thanks to our customers.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, definitely. No, I mean the issue of sentimental value is very key.
Yes.
And I know that it's definitely something that we're looking at.
Yes.
Obviously as entrepreneurs and as people that we're definitely doing out there. So now, I mean, are we looking at any other future plans besides in Goku Box?
Not at this stage. But we would love to own our own chicken farm, perhaps in the next 3 years, so that we can control the whole value chain, so that we can give our customers a better product at competitive prices.
Yeah. So then tell me, I mean, why you touched base on a very important issue. So obviously doing chicken, you are affected by, you know, chicken decisions in the country.
Yes.
I'll say chicken decisions. last time the president signed a contract to bring in chickens that were imported, and we happen to have been exposed to a video on social media where some of these chickens were, So how's that affecting you?
At this stage, it's not affecting us at all, because we source our chickens from different farmers.
Okay.
We continuously looking for suppliers, and there's a lot of black farmers out there, you know, small scale farmers. We can get 1,000 chicken from one farmer, 1,500 there, 2,000 there. So at this stage, we have not had any problems.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, okay. No, definitely. Because it's something that was worrying me to say, hey, for people like you that were in chicken. So now when we come to your designer quota, so I know that it's not every quota that has a chicken, you know. I mean, I saw the pictures. That obviously a quota would typically have quota things now. Isn't that now moving away from your niche?
Not really. I mean, one of our best selling quotas is that what we call a healthy quota.
Okay.
Amazingly, it has no chips in there. It's just got green salad. It's got some bacon.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some avocados in there. It's got some gherkins there. And it's flying in the township, you know. So some of our ladies in the township are a bit health conscious.
Mm-hmm.
So we use low GI bread and they're loving it.
Is it? So now who came up with this design? So
I did.
So you were sitting in your kitchen and you just decided to.
Yes, yes, yes.
Is it? I know. I mean, when are you inviting me to your kitchen? let's say I'm a foodie, so I love food. So anything to cook, I jump to the opportunity of definitely, grabbing it. Yeah. So now, I mean, I see as well. You the healthy quota is what, 21 rands 90.
Yes.
Is it? So, and you said it's the main selling one.
It's one of the main selling ones, and we've got also a chicken liver quota.
Okay.
So it's filled with the grilled chicken livers in there. It's one of the popular ones as well.
Is it?
Especially on a Saturday morning when you come from Kokaikai Friday night, you want something nice and hot.
Now I see there's a double decker.
Yes.
Is it? Hey, my man. So now it's a problem. For me now, I need to go to Pretoria to try this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ne? So, but anyway, so any stores, you said any stores coming up in Joburg anytime soon?
Yes, we're doing 3 stores in Soweto.
Okay. Where about?
Protea Glen, Deep Kloof, and Orlando.
Okay. Are those franchises or are they your stores?
Franchises.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we're doing 2 in Tembisa.
Okay.
And we might be doing several in the East End, Yokatlehong.
Yes. That's my those are my hoods.
Yeah, we're coming there. Is negotiations it? Are ongoing.
Yeah. Is it? So now I'm late to negotiate. Maybe I might have myself, you know.
There's enough space.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, okay. No, it's not a problem. No, it's definitely something that I think it's exciting, that I think we definitely need in the township. I know my brother that comes from Davitton, so we don't have Nkuku box in Davitton. So definitely it's something that we definitely need to take advantage of. So now I know definitely out there there's somebody that is listening, Shalom, maybe that wants to take advantage of the franchise opportunity, or that wants to be in contact with you in terms of seeing themselves owning a Nkuku box. How can they go about it?
All our franchise information is available on our website, www.nkukubox.com/franchise. Our number is 011-805-0232. So they can feel free to contact us at any time, and they can email us at info@nkukubox.com. Or check us out on social media. We are there.
Oh, is it? Which social media platforms?
Instagram, Facebook.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, definitely. I've been having a gentleman that has been sitting here in studio with us. Do you want to take this opportunity to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what is that you do?
My name is Richard Michichani. I'm in manufacturing. I manufacture your brake pads and brake linings in Ekasi, in Davitton. And our core clients are your taxi fleet owners, private owners, and your private mechanics. These are the products that are manufactured Ekasi by people of Davitton for one to us at Davitton.
Oh, definitely. Brother Richard, I'm hoping we're going to bring you in and we discuss more in details about that.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. So for a person that is in the township, do you see that, is there an opportunity for companies like Nkuku Box that could benefit in Davitton?
Yeah, this is a very, 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 very interesting story, my man.
Yeah.
We need to upgrade. We need such a guy in the township so that we can upgrade. Look, there is another company. I can't mention the name. They took the quota.
I know what you're talking about.
So this guy, they're right on track.
Yeah, no, yes, definitely. Yes, no, yes. Definitely. Dumeleng, in closing, my man, a word of inspiration to somebody that's listening today that is going through what you've gone through, and they've got creditors knocking and they want their money and they've closed shop and they're deciding of giving up on this entrepreneurship journey. What would you say to them today?
As hang in there. As long as they don't take you to jail or they don't take your life, you can always do it again. They can take your ironing board. They can take your car. You'll always buy another one again.
Definitely. Yeah. So for somebody that wants to follow you on social media, where can they follow you?
We are on Nkuku Box SA.
Nkuku Box SA. Yes. On Instagram, it's at Nkuku Box SA.
Oh, okay. Are you on social media?
Yes, I am.
You are?
In my personal capacity, yes, I am. I'm on Facebook. I'm old school, man. I'm only on Facebook.
Oh, okay. You must just check Itumeleng Patlanyan.
Itumeleng Patlanyan, yes.
Oh, definitely. This is all that we had for you today right here on Cliff Central. Catch us again next time for another exciting installment of 360 Biz. If you've just tuned, you can always go to www.cliffcentral.com. To catch the podcast or download the Cliff Central app to actually catch the podcast and hear some of the inspirational stories that we share. My name is Debo Mafori and I'm out.
360 Biz on cliffcentral.com. 360 Biz on cliffcentral.com. cliffcentral.com.